I've been involved with the Festival in New York. Well, I mean, I think the involvement, I always personally date it from that meeting with North Est. But I actually got control in June 54, made myself the chairman immediately. I was then a very executive and very hands-on and very, I should think, drove everybody mad, I think. But anyway, a very sort of fiddling chairman. I mean, I wanted to know every detail of what was going on and usually told everybody else what to do anyway. And I did that for 18 years. And then, of course, eventually, when I took the Scotsman to America, I went broke anyway. I had to file my petition. And as a bankrupt, I had to give up being the chairman of the law of the land, really. I mean, I dare say I could have got away with it with a statutory company, but it didn't seem worth trying to sort of bend the rules. So I voluntarily said, well, I'd better resign now that I've filed my petition. And very fortunately for me, we had had a sort of honorary president at one time for some special occasion. I think it was when the Queen was doing something up in North Wales, and we had wanted to have a representative to meet. I think it was the new Prince of Wales, went to meet Prince Charles. But anyway, an appointment had been made on a temporary basis. And I think thanks to John Wright's initiative, he said, look, why don't we just sort of recreate that appointment of a president, because there'd never been one on the Festival in New York Railway, and let AFP be the president. So I went straight from being the chairman to becoming the president, which I still am.
Great.
So in other words, I consider that I have now been, if I date it from the date of North Esk, I've been involved with the Blinking Railway now for 50 years.